The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that out of your own free will. That's what makes this country great and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe.
And your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerker's Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Supposed to be a happy, happy day. 6 months ago today, Veritas Radio Network launched a crusade channel to much anticipation and fanfare. And yet the news today, oh, good grief. Then to compound the news today, with today being the last day of the drop-dead date certain, for certain things to occur, despite some of your gargantuan, titanic financial efforts, we may fall short. Hey, it's the Mike Church Show asking the question of the day.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
You know what? If I fail today, if we fail, let's just blame Obama. How about that?
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire! For a safe and secure society!
Okay, telephone number if you'd like to be on the program today. It's easy to do. Call 844-5-CRUSADE. Today will double as a Wisdom Wednesday as soon as David Simpson gets here later on today. 844-527-8723. Email me directly. My email address has not changed. KingDude, KINGDUDE, at MikeChurch.com. That's the official website for all things me. I don't have a pile of prep up today. Again, 70 minutes in to the morning prep. Getting here at 4:30 is just not early enough. Folks, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be some serious changes come tomorrow. Because it looks like the campaign that we have been undertaking in the 30-day program or 30-day time period that I gave myself to try and raise enough support and enough funding and enough members to actually do some of the things that need to be done here and to try and find some assistance to do some of the things that have to be done in order to give this channel the promotion and the attention and the TLC it deserves is going to fall short. We have a little bit of time left today, though. The Wednesday's not over. May the 11th's not in the record books yet. So those of you that have put your effort into this so mightily and so tenderly and so generously, thank you. It's going to break my heart to have to tell you certain things that we're going to have to do tomorrow, but that's just the way it's going to have to be, apparently, for the foreseeable future. So we gave it a great shot. It was a heck of a run of doing this 24/7 with all the effort that went into it. But, folks, I am just physically and mentally not capable of continuing at this pace and with this level of work without assistance. And even though there is assistance to do this, it's just not enough. So, again, the appeal is will last through today. And I'll do some fasting and praying on how to go forward, but without being able to add some labor into this or to bring some labor to bear, some assistance on this, well, then it just can't continue again at this pace. But I thank all of you for your effort. Doesn't mean that the shows are going to be canceled or that channel's just going to go away, but there's just no way to continue delivering this at the level and the quality that we have been thus far, which is just disappointing because there's no one would like to do it more than I. So if you're interested and you haven't and you're a Bernie Sanders listener, and by my count, there's about 13,000 Bernie Sanders, 12,000 Bernie Sanders listeners out there, meaning you like what you hear and you're enjoying it, but you don't want anything to do with supporting it and you just want to consume it. Congratulations. Socialism is a magnificent thing, especially when you see it played out in front of your very eyes every single day. But you can do something about it today. Go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com, click on the Veritas button at the top of any page, and then click on the SOS link and it'll take you to the page. I promoted it enough. I'm not going to ballyhoo it or beat it up anymore today. I'll do it once per hour, and then we'll be done with it. But, hey, today's going to be a great day. Regardless, we're going to go out after 6 months with dim the light bulb after 6 months with a flourish. Because when I finish this show today, David Simpson comes in here and does the True Money Show live. And then for the first time ever, Dr. Michael T. George is going to do the My Story of America show live. So there won't be any recordings, no tape delays, nothing. All of this is going to go out from here today, from the time Mark Kresins came on at 6 a.m. Central or 7 Eastern until 2 p.m. Eastern today. All this is going to go out live. As a matter of fact, we're going to tape an episode of the Constitution Hour with Professor Dr. Kevin Gutzman later today. And we may, the timing works out almost right. I could just say, hey, Doc, why don't we move you from Thursday to Wednesday? We'll just keep the live up all the way until 3. So it's a big day. 6 months ago today, we launched this channel. And I'd just like to walk down memory lane with you today here on this and just remind you of what it was like on that day. And that is that we had to find a way to deliver this signal. The studio and all that was already here from the old station in the old country. As a matter of fact, we constructed the studio before the old station in the old country in all three of its locations. So, because we existed as a syndicated show, basically. It was just that Sirius XM was the only place that picked up the syndication. That situation now it could be repeated. In other words, this show could be rebroadcast on any terrestrial or satellite or internet channel that anyone wants to carry it on. We don't have any must-carry rules, or we wouldn't deny anyone if they wanted to carry it unless they were with the Satan Network. But on November the 11th, 2015, we gathered here, and it was me, Ms. Maggie O'Connell, it was young Gabby, David Simpson was here. Let's see, there was a photographer here. Many of you were in attendance online. And we launched the channel at 8 a.m. We had been playing rebroadcasts for about 2 weeks of old shows from the old country and old post-show shows that we used to do after the radio show. And we launched with much fanfare. And then the joys of self-employment and the joys of new enterprises kicked in. And we wouldn't discover this for almost 12 days, but the audio delivery service that had been installed, unbeknownst to us, carried with it a set of defaults. And one of the defaults was that it would reboot itself it would shut itself, basically turn itself off and then turn itself back on every hour or so to generate a log of the previous hour's activity. And folks, we were sailing along towards phenomenal numbers on the Shoutcast that first day when the Shoutcast decided to crap the bed, and it did. And when it did, it kicked all of you off that were listening. And about two-thirds of you left. Well, I was there for the that service went down. It crashed, blah, blah, blah. And it crashed again in the second hour. And so we ended the day with the difficulty of that, and as I said, we wouldn't be able to address that for days to come. But we did have the broadcast, and we ought to air that show one day. It's painful to listen to the technical difficulties, though. But that's how we started 6 months ago today. And in the 6 months that have ensued, we have been here through Thanksgiving holiday. We've been here through the Christmas and New Year's holiday. We did special live broadcast during all that. We've been here now through the Lenten season and through Easter. And now we have some special programming coming up for Memorial Day and then for Independence Day. So the channel is going to be here. I just cannot continue to put the amount of effort into it that I have been. And it's just too much of a drain and a stress. So we'll work something out, and I'll let you know tomorrow what must be adjusted and what must be cut back or curtailed. But today, while we're 6 months old today, and by the way, anyone that calls this program today at 844-5-CRUSADE, I'm going to give you something. I don't know what, but I'm going to give away something. I'm going to give away signed copies of books, of CDs or DVDs. I've got 2016 Def Shifts button-down shirts. I'm going to give stuff away to people to call today. It's going to be we'll continue the celebration from now until the end of Wisdom Wednesday at 844-527-8723. But we have a lot to talk about here today. And for those of you that say that, Wax, you've got to keep doing what you're doing, the Crusade Channel is important. Well, to some of you it is. And God bless you. And I'd like to think that there are some important things that need to continue here when we read stories like this. If I didn't read this is another one of these. If you're driving, pull over. If you're standing, sit down, because you're not going to believe this. Headline, Texas schools go trans. This is from Rod Dreher, the American Conservative Magazine website, amconmag.com. The public schools in Fort Worth, Texas. Now, for those of you that say that all that has to happen to reignite the promise of America is for Americans to secede. Explain this. The public school system in Fort Worth, Texas, are going trans positive. Now, one of the things that I did this morning and had to take the time to do was to, I had to write something about this separate and apart from today's pile of prep, and I did. And you can find that on the website at mikechurch.com if you're interested in it. The second thing was to seek out what others had been writing and saying about it. And there's some questions being asked out there. And as a matter of fact, let me print this story out because I just didn't get a chance to get to this one. If you read this policy, you should immediately come to the realization that the assault that we are that we've been talking about now for years and seems to have gone into hyperdrive on steroids the past several months here is exactly as what we have been telling you that it is, and that is it is a full frontal assault on the nature of man and on the nature of gender and on the nature of women and on the nature of men and on the nature of a natural family and on the nature of creation and on the nature. You, folks, you can run this out to the end of time, and you won't run out of natures that this is an assault against, provided it has something to do with the created order. There can be but one author for this. One. And it has to be Beelzebub. He's the one that hates and despises the children of God, which you and I are, so much so that he wishes, ultimately, our annihilation, our elimination as created beings here on this earth. He's going to show God the mistake that he made in telling him and bestowing upon us free will. He's going to show God. I really believe that this is part of, and there are some mystics that have written about this, that this really is part of the struggle of the church since its formation by our Lord himself before his ascension. And in his final days, before he gave himself up to be sacrificed on our behalf so that sins may be forgiven, that the satanic efforts, all the evil that roams the earth in search of the ruin of souls, as the beautiful prayer to Saint Michael written by Pope Leo XIII tells us, and tries to assist us in protecting against, that evil does seek the ruin of souls so that it can go nanya nanya boo boo to God. That has to be the purpose of it. If it all began in pride, well, then a prideful exhortation would be, ha ha, told you. I told you you couldn't trust these fallible things, these created beings that you made, these humans. You should have trusted us. You should have let me get away. You should have listened to me. You were better off with just a choir or a chorus or a kingdom filled with angels. But no, you had to have man. Well, you see what man gave you? Man goes forth every day and breaks your son's heart. Man goes forth every day and takes a spear and lances your son's sacred heart every single day. God, how you like that? You know why? Because I'm able to convince them to do it because they're so pathetic and weak. That, to me, aptly describes what it is going on here today. And when we cannot, when things defy description, when they defy our understanding, it is because they have been planned and schemed by an intelligence that we cannot comprehend. I'll be the first to admit it. Cannot comprehend the intelligence of an angel. I can't. I've never met one. I've never had a conversation with one. I've never seen one. I do know that they exist, despite Jeff Daniels' protestation in the TV show Newsroom. I do know that they have intervened on our behalf. I do know that they can take any form. And I do know that they are a created spirit. They are the spirit world. But they have command over matter, as Brother Francis tells us in Philosophia Perennis. But I can't possibly understand or even grasp or even approach what kind of an intellect, what kind of a mind, what kind of power, powerful thinking that an angel has. that I certainly will not have. So I can't understand Mammon's ultimate plan here. But I can get a hint about it. And I just relayed to you what the hint tells me. Now, you need to hear what the superintendent of these schools in Fort Worth, Texas, of all places, has said or has issued in this transgender policy. I'll let Dreher do the narrative. There doesn't need to be a medical or mental health diagnosis involved. No, this is not an aletheia. This is policy. You people that live in Texas, you people that live in Fort Worth, Texas, what do you plan to do about this? The policy says, quote, transgender acceptance and accommodation policy. There doesn't need to be a medical or mental health diagnosis involved. If a male student says he's a girl, then he's a girl, and vice versa. You know, folks, I thought that the adults were supposed to tell the kids how they were going to behave in class and in school. I didn't know. I must have missed the memo that the children, that the inmates now get to run the asylum. Check this one out. See how you people in Fort Worth, Texas, and anywhere else, what do you think about this one in a public school? Schools are instructed to keep the students' asserted gender identity hidden from parents unless authorized to share that information with them. Authorized by who? Who could authorize such a thing? Here, here's an even better question. Who could interfere with the conveyance of that information? The kids don't belong to the Fort Worth public school system. Until they're adults, they're the property, and they're under the care of their parents. This is madness. Madness. Three, school personnel are to consider themselves to be allies of a student undergoing gender transitioning. So this is a mental sickness. It is a mental disordering. We talked about this yesterday. There are mental disorders and mental health issues that cause someone gender dysphoria. That's what it's called in medical terms. And you're supposed to just go along with it? Can you name me any other form of mental illness where you would not be keel-hauled to a court if you were an instructor or in charge of any juvenile persons if you did not attend to it? Again, this is madness. I almost feel like I'm reading this from The Onion, that this can't possibly be an actual school policy. But it is. Folks, as I wrote today at MikeChurch.com, the Gestapo and their boosters have now co-opted so many gullible people to their diabolical endeavor here that martyrdom is now at the narthex of the sanctuary. Mike, what's a narthex? Well, that's where you enter, where there's a lobby, if you will, in a church. They are now at the narthex. It's only a matter of time, because they will not take no for an answer, before they demand and then receive entrance into the actual sanctuary, before, like in a manner reminiscent of what happened to St. Thomas Becket, before prelates and priests and the faithful are dragged, kicking and screaming, or beaten right there on the altar. As I told Mark Crescent today, if they cannot change your mind, if they cannot change your manner of thinking, if they cannot divorce you from your attachment to proper thinking, using Christian ethics based upon the concept, the known revealed truth that there is a moral code. There is a moral truth, or a code of morality. It comes from the incarnate wisdom himself. We can know it. We can conform ourselves to it. And we can repeat it. We can defend it. When you refuse to stop defending it, when you refuse to recant, like the English martyrs and thousands upon thousands, if not millions of martyrs during the ages predating the conversion of Constantine and founding of Constantinople, when you refuse to recant, what does the state do to you? You might wind up as lion fodder. Who knows what these diabolical madmen inflamed with all the passions of pride, who knows what they may do to you, Christian young man and woman? I'm just telling you, be prepared, brothers and sisters. You think, well, come on, you're just exaggerating for radio ratings. We don't have any ratings. I don't subscribe to a ratings agency. There's no reporter sitting out there listening to what we're doing here and writing it down. It can't possibly be for publicity. Why else will we talk about these things? 844-527-8723 is our telephone number if you'd like to be on the program today. 844-5-CRUSADE. That means not telling their parents or guardians. Now, I'm reading you from the policy. It's not me commenting on it, although I am. Back to the policy. Quote, transgender students must have the opportunity to participate in school sports as the gender they claim to be, though they are not guaranteed this as a right. Well, they'll get it as a right. If you're going to guarantee them they have to be able to participate in it, it seems to me that you have to guarantee them the right. And then Dreher, but there's more. The Fort Worth schools are now compelling teachers and others to teach gender ideology to students. Here's some highlights that he found. Folks, the madness is here. The madness is here. It's not coming. It's here. This is a quote now from the new policy of the Fort Worth, Texas public school system. Quote, teachers are no longer to call their students boys and girls, but to use gender-neutral language to refer to them. E.g., and if you've ever wondered what E.g. means and you don't know Latin, that's exempli gratia, for the sake of an example. Students. Continuing, quote, classrooms are to feature diversity in their classroom materials, close quote. So let's recap, writes Dreher. Public school teachers and personnel in the Fort Worth Independent School District, by the way, the sixth largest school district in the state of Texas, are now required by policy to instruct students that gender can be whatever you want it to be. And they are required to keep students in the dark about their kids, or the parents in the dark about their kids transitioning or presenting themselves as the opposite gender at school. This is not happening in Austin, Texas. It's not happening in Berserkly, California, although it probably already has. It is happening in Fort Worth, Texas, a suburb or a former suburb of Dallas, Texas. The Dallas Cowboys play in Fort Worth, Texas today, don't they? Now, if you think that's bad, hold on. I'm not finished. We're just getting warmed up here, brothers and sisters. At 844-527-8723 here on the Crusade Channel. It's our birthday today, 6 month old today. And we thank you for that. Go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com if you'd like to see this continue. We need assistance, and we have, what, it's 8 a.m., 15 hours left before we'll make a decision on a path forward, which means the channel, it does not mean, again, that the channel is going to end, but without being able to properly address certain things on a regular basis, even if it's put a part-time individual into this position to do so. Folks, Yours truly just cannot continue at this pace, and I cannot be responsible for all the things that I had to be responsible for. It's just too much. And so this campaign, which ends today, if you'd like to assist, you still have time to do so. Those of you that thought I was joking and kidding are ready to go, au revoir, I got Glenn Beck, I don't need you. We still have Will Cow, screw you. All right, that's fine. I mean, I'll still be around, not in the same quantity, but you can go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com, click on the Veritas tab at the top, and Veritas is spelled V-E-R-I-T-A-S, RadioNetwork.com. Click on the Veritas tab at the top of any page, and then click the SOS button, and all the details about your assistance can be found there. Bishop, now, from the Fort Worth Episcopalian Bishopric, Bishop Meyer speaks out in support of Fort Worth Independent School District transgender student guidelines. The clergy are now in on it. Pray, oh heaven, forfend that a Catholic priest or a Catholic bishop should say something as maddeningly incorrect and filled with sinful error as I am about to share with you that this bishop did. On Tuesday, May the 10th, the Reverend, Reverend J. Scott Meyer issued this statement in favor of the Fort Worth Independent School District's transgender student guidelines. I'm going to read you a verbatim from the letter. Quote, "It is unfortunate that Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has decided to interfere in Fort Worth Independent School District setting the policies for the safety of all children." How is it safe for a little girl who's going to go take a shower after gym class or is going to go deal with some feminine issue or just a issue of necessity, of bodily function necessity? How is it made safe for her to have boys in the bathroom ogling her? You cannot tell me that mischievous horn dog filled with the images of hardcore porn that they've been watching at night aren't going to take advantage of this and go into the bathrooms. Of course they are. Every single one of you that's a male is listening to me right now going, hey, if they give me the chance when I was that age, I probably would have done it. That's right. You probably would. I probably would have done it. Especially since I was not properly catechized as a kid. Who is it that's standing up for safety here? It's mostly boys that are going to do this. We now have the clergy and we have the government basically saying that what they've been telling us all these years about protecting our children has been a lie. It's a canard. It's a sham. I got to ask the question again. This, what in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? Folks, you may notice that these things are happening faster. They're not slowing down. They're getting faster. There's more of this madness. There's not less of it. That's why it's so distressful. Back to the bishop. Open quote, bishop, close quote. Thank you, Father Hendricks. I note that the transgender student guidelines, in its provision for restrooms and related facilities, protects the privacy and comfort and safety of all children. If other students feel uncomfortable sharing a restroom with a transgender student, or if a student has a need or a desire for increased privacy, the school must allow the student access to a single-stall restroom, a gender-neutral restroom, or the opportunity to visit the facility when other students are not present. Hey, I got an idea. Here, parents, why don't you just keep your kids at home and spare them the misery of having to ask for a special bathroom? I got to go, and I got to go now. Well, sorry, but you're going to have to go and stand in the, sorry, little Sally, you're going to go in the transgender room. Sorry.
But I don't want to go in the transgender room.
Look, if you want to walk all the way to the other side of campus out to the trailer park out there that we set up where the solitary bathroom is, you can do that, little Sally. The single-user restroom, however, must not be given as the only option for transgender students who need or desire increased privacy. In other words, you could conceivably accommodate this madness. And folks, this is a mental illness. You could conceivably accommodate this madness by providing just single transgendered bathrooms for those that are confused. But no. That's not what we're taught. That's not what we need to do here. You see, the other students must know that there's transgendering happening out there, and they must get all transgendery with it so they can all act all transgenderfied, you see. Because if we're not all transgendernated up in here, what kind of bigots are we? So understand what the bishop is saying. Look, that he's endorsing the policy that forces, that compels the children who are content with their gender to micturate on the side of those who are either A, taking advantage of this and are just perverted liars, or B, are in need of mental health professional assistance and prayer. Of course, we ran God out a long time ago, so you can't pray in the schools. Well, that's out. State of New Jersey suffered a lawsuit when it was ruled that, hey, you can't send some kid that's turned homosexual to a psychiatrist or a psychologist for counseling. Nope. You got to accept. As a matter of fact, you got to help them. You got to encourage them. You have to encourage what used to be called crime against nature. Because it is. The Christian writer C.S. Lewis said, quote, "There are no ordinary people. You have never talked to a mere mortal. Next to the blessed sacrament itself, your neighbor is the holiest object presented to your senses." Close quote. I could shoot some holes in that, Lewis. All human beings are holy, says the bishop, for we all carry a scrap of divinity in us, our souls. If your soul, you see, so many errors here. If your soul has been polluted and scarred up with mortal sin, no, you're not holy. That's the whole point. Why is someone a saint? Why is someone else a sinner? Because the saint has tried to pursue holiness. He's practicing Christian ethics. When he does fall into a state of mortal sin and there are scars or stains upon his soul, he knows that he has to go to confession. He has to confess his sin. He has to be contrite about it in his heart, first of all. First of all, without contrition, without true contrition, there's not going to be any forgiveness anyway. But if he's met that requirement, then he can restore it to holiness after penance. This is just a bunch of malarkey here. Just here, the soul at the time that he's just committed a murder of a murderer is not holy. It can't be. I mean, folks, you see that the whole order is being inverted here. Right is wrong. Wrong is right. Sin is not sin anymore. That's just a suggestion. It might exist, but it probably doesn't. I had someone on Twitter tell me the other day that there's no such thing as sin. Well, in reality, Mr. Twitter Church, there is no such thing as sin. Says who? Good grief. Gender identity is a complex, mysterious thing, writes the bishop, and as science learns more about it, we are led to understand more about the amazing diversity in God's creation. Look, sir, I wouldn't say amazing diversity in God's creation that leads to the commission of, because see, this is the other part about this. You cannot, and these people aren't going to try to do it. They don't want to do it. As a matter of fact, they're doing the opposite. You cannot detach the desire to change the gender, if we're talking about transgenders, with what it is that they wish to do when they've changed their gender, which is not going to be an act inside holy sacramental marriage. It's going to be an act of mortal sin. It's going to be fornication. If it's not already a lust for fornication, is there anyone left that will speak about this in public other than me, other than a few priests that I've heard? I mean, for heaven's sake, We act as though that this desire to be lesbians, that it operates in a vacuum. No, it doesn't. It comes with it the performance of the lesbian act, that this a desire to be homosexual operates in a vacuum. No, it doesn't. It comes with it the endorsement, the tacit endorsement now of official everyone, that the act must also, of course the act has to occur, so you can consummate it, of sorts. This is freaking madness. Madness. It's no longer conjecture. It's happening. You live, I live in the time when it's occurring. What are we going to do about it? It's the only thing that, folks, Benedict options, Suzanne options, Papa San Straight Island options, get every option on the table. I told you last week to go to the post office and go get yourself a passport because you're going to need it. I don't know if you can run from these madmen. I don't. They may chase us to the ends of the earth. They may be like John McCain said in a in his acceptance speech in 2008. I want you to listen to me. I'll find you, Bin Laden. I'll follow you to the gates of hell, my friends. I'll follow him to the gates of hell. To drum up back to the bishop, to the Episcopalian bishop, Reverend Scott Meyer. To drum up unwarranted and unfounded fears around the issue of gender identity and seek to scapegoat the transgender community are certainly not doing the work of God. By pointing out that you have a disordered mind, you're not scapegoating someone, you're trying to help them. The libs themselves made this up. You can't deal with the problem. You can't deal with the problem or fix the cure the addiction or whatever until you admit that you have one. Instead, so doing the work of God now is now encouraging transgenders. Again, what is the purpose of the change in the sex? What is it? It is to participate in the act that that sect as that sect, as closely as you can. So now, fornication. Episcopalian bishop, Fort Worth, Texas. All down with it. I urge the Fort Worth... Wait. I missed a key sentence here. Instead, they are targeting an already vulnerable community whose members are already at risk of violence simply for being who they truly are. How do you know that's who they truly are, Bishop? On Monday, the kid came in and it was a boy or a girl. On Tuesday, they came in and they were a man, a girl or a boy. How do you know that they're not going to change their mind? Have you ever seen any of the statistics on this? I have. Majorities of them regret having their bodies mutilated. They realize that it does not solve the problem. Just like majorities of people that have that undergo plastic surgery, this doesn't fix the hole in your heart. It doesn't repair the whatever it is that you're lacking, that you think if you have bigger breasts or larger this or more or larger that or whatever, that somehow that's going to repair it. Plastic surgery doesn't do that, and all the studies show it. If anything, if you read the statistics, the surgery that is performed, the mutilation of the body, leads to depression. Then the person, well, I got the augmentation. I had this tucked. I had that tucked. I had the eyebrows done. I have all this done. Still miserable. Why? Because you haven't sought happiness. Happiness does not come from your free will. You can't get happiness. You can't just wish yourself to be happy. Happiness comes from contemplation. St. Francis of Assisi is the best example, or St. Thomas Aquinas, that you could give to be able to stare at a blade of grass and to be as happy as any man on earth has ever been is quite a statement and something to contemplate. Try it sometime. But the statistics say from the people that have had to treat gender dysphoria, and I'm speaking medically now, that the surgery does not cure the ailment. It does not cure the condition. The acceptance of it, the hormone therapy, the whole mutilation of the body doesn't fix it. The suicide rate for the transgender is not the fault of the rest of us. It's the fault of the... It specifically relies or specifically is taken from the fact that there is a disorder of the brain. There is a mental deficiency here. Again, it requires treatment, counseling, prayer, love. does not require accommodation. It does not require encouragement. Especially when we're talking about children here. There's no limitation on this. It doesn't say for high schoolers only. This is for the entire independent Fort Worth School District. I urge the Fort Worth School Board and the superintendent to remain strong in the face of this fear-mongering as they work for the welfare of all our children. The Right Reverend Scott Meyer, Provisional Bishop, Episcopal Diocese of Fort Worth, Texas. What are you going to do about that? 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. If you'd like to be on the program today, let's go to the phones here on our six-month anniversario commemoration here on the Mike Church Show. This is Robert. Okay. Bob for North Carolina. I'm sorry. Hello, Bob. There's a little confusion there on the text messages. You're on the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. I just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday. And fantastic that you made it 6 months. I've been listening to you for, I don't know, probably about 8-9 years right now. So wherever you go with this, I'll be a follower. I am not a Bernie Sanders listener. I have members. I have given crown funding, so I just want to let you know that I am supporting you both in monetary and in prayer, and that I do understand where you're at, being self-employed myself. There's many hours that I work in my office and at night where people don't see me doing it. They just think, oh, he's out in the job for 2 hours. Look at all he's making. So I get where you're coming from.
Well, I'm not making...
No, I understand. I get where you. I know what you mean, but they hear you for 3 hours and think, well, that's the rest of the day you're sitting at home.
Yeah, he goes home, he plays golf, smokes cigars, hangs out with the dogs in the backyard, lives a life of luxury and the life of Robin, all that stuff that goes on the website that just sort of happens to appear there, all these promotions and all this.
Yep.
So I calculated what I would need to try and find some assistance. And if we don't get it, well, then I guess the message is that assistance is not coming yet at this juncture, and there's just only so much that I can do. Yeah. So it is what it is, brother. I mean,
no, I understand. I get it. And as far as the topic this morning, I mean, not all of us are crazy. We had a Bible study on Monday night, and the group there decided to. We talked about Genesis, and everybody understood that. This is just, you know, this is just people. I think what they're trying to say is God is wrong, and they want God to say that he was wrong in creating them.
Well, of course he was wrong in creating them.
That's right.
isn't that the
but
point?
But this will stop until that happens, and that will never happen, so this will never stop.
Well, that's what's okay. So in my earlier in this segment here, I had said that I am inspired, I think, to say that this is Lucifer's, the angel of lights. This is his eternal, long attempt to prove to God, Almighty God, the Father, that he was wrong in giving man free will.
Yep.
And that and that's why he said, non servum, I will not serve. And that he can prove it to God that he was wrong because we can be made to betray him. Even though we are cognizant of, even though we know the truth, even though we know what the moral code is, even when we know what the commandments are, et cetera, we can still be tempted into taking that lance that the saint took at the second saint took at the bottom of the cross. And sticking it into the rib cage of our Lord, and then piercing his heart.
Yep.
And people.
And I think the counter, as you have talked eloquently over this 6 months, and as well as in the old states in the old country, humility is the key. That is the opposite of what Satan is, and that's what we as a society need to get back to. I mean, we need to get back to God, obviously, but we need to get back to being humble enough to kneel down and say, "You're God, and I'm not." And we just don't do that.
Yeah, what is this humility that you speak of? Where might I find some of this humility that you speak of, sir?
Yeah, well, you've been talking about it a while. You find it in the people that are kneeling down before God, praying for his help and intercession. That's where you find the humility.
Well, there's lots of places to find humility. That's certainly one of them. Appreciate the call, Bob. Thank you very much for your six-month anniversary commemoration. Well wishes here on the Crusade Channel. By the way, 6 months have gone by. 6 months have expired since we began this. And if you wish to contribute to the effort to keep it going here on the Crusade Channel, radio broadcasts aren't free. People that are in charge of running and programming radio stations aren't free either. Neither is their time. So we have membership services that we provide at VeritasRadioNetwork.com and at MikeChurch.com. And someday, hopefully sooner rather than later, we arrive at the point where the endeavor is funded itself to where we can staff what needs to be staffed and that I could stop doing the 13 jobs I currently lovingly and with hopefully with great humility attempt to do every day. But folks, I'm just at the end of the road here and we can't go any further with what we've done. It's impossible. As a matter of fact, it's almost impossible to maintain status quo with all that you see and all that you read and all you listen to on the channel. As a matter of fact, if it weren't for young Christopher being here, and if it weren't for the volunteer efforts of Dr. Michael T. George with website assistance. I mean, talk about adding to the labor pool. That man has certainly done it. Then it would be impossible. Not only it would be financially impossible for certain, but it would be, from a standpoint of labor, it would be impossible. And Michael's got a job and a family to provide for and to hold down. He can't do all this full time, so he does it when he can. Anyways, thanks to all of you that have made it that have so generously propelled us to this point. This is Richard in Fort Worth, Texas, who's in Fort Worth right now. Hello, Richard. You're next up on the six-month anniversary of the Crusade Channel. On November the 11th, 2015, we launched this puppy. We lit the candle. How you doing?
Good morning, Brother Church. Happy six-month anniversary to Veritas.
Well, thank you very, very much.
I'm just calling in because I've been enraged all morning. I moved from the Northeast to Texas to the Fort Worth School District, and I was there for about 2 years, and I was a soccer coach, and I was a basketball coach, and just listening to some of these absolute moronic people talking about these rights and things like that, all I can think about is boys going into the girls' locker rooms and taking advantage of this because they tried to before King Duke. So now they have a free pass, and it's just and I'm really disappointed to formally work there, and it's really, really disappointing.
Well, let me tell you what's going to happen here. So some parent is going to say no, just like they said no in Illinois. And they're going to sue, and it's going to go to court. It's going to get in front of a federal judge. The federal judge is going to cite Title IX or whatever. They're going to say, no, you have to accommodate. And then they're going to cobble all the suits together into one, and they're going to go in front of the Supreme Court, and then Andy Kennedy gets deciding vote, and you know what's going to happen. It's Obergefell all over again. And then it's going to be it'll basically be made illegal in public schools and in other places of public accommodation to even use the terms man, woman, boy, girl. You're going to have lawsuits out the wazoo when the radical diabolical homosexuals realize that they have not shut me up, they haven't shut you up, they haven't stopped us from being quote bigots close quote. Well, then they'll start demanding laws for revenge, vengeance laws. They'll start demanding that we suffer some sort of penalty as a result. We need to be fined. We tried living with you bigots, but you just won't assimilate. You're like the people in Star Trek. You won't assimilate with the Borg, and so we have no choice but to start finally. Finally, we're going to start officially penalizing you. And then when that doesn't work, well, then we're going to start locking you up. And when that doesn't work, well, then we're going to start executing you or beating you or flogging you or chaining you to the scourging pillar like they did our Lord. Brother, it's all, look, if it, look, there's one surefire way. Mark Crossland, if you're listening, call in. There's one surefire way to end this today. Every state that is going to face this, if you really care about the future, if you have your eyes fixed on eternity and your eyes fixed on eternity for your children, demand that your state separate. Because the cudgel that is used to bludgeon and to force, accommodation, it's not accommodation, compliance. To force compliance, my compliance, your compliance, Fort Worth, Texas, Baton Rouge compliance, Mandeville, Louisiana compliance, Raleigh, North Carolina, et cetera, et cetera. The cudgel that is used to bludgeon us is what? It is the power of the federal judiciary, and then that is going to bring to bear then the power of the federal government to give us our own money back that we have sent to them. So if you separate from Mordor, if you cut the cord, these people will be immediately made powerless. They will be shown to be the fools that they are because they will not be able to wield that kind of power then in a state. You know why? Because they're going to lose in every locality. They're going to lose in almost every locality where they try this madness. People are not going. Look, I don't believe for a moment that the parents of Fort Worth, Texas, are going to endure this. That they're not.
Well, they had a meeting last night, and it was the line to get into it was over an hour long, and it was the pushback was so great that they actually cut off the parents. They stopped the session because of it, and so the pushback's already started. I've already inundated the mayor's office. I'm trying to get her to officially go on record, either for or against, because if she's against, I will personally lead the charge to get her kicked out of office. And the school board has issued a letter saying that they support the superintendent. Well, guess what? I haven't done anything around here. I'm going full barrel. It's done. I'm tired of sitting on the sidelines. So you're right. If it's going to go to a local level, then it's time to get my hands dirty, and I'm more than happy to do so.
Well, and they know that they're going to lose, that they would lose. That's why the federal government, that's why the power of the federal magistracy has to be brought to bear on this. Because it is the power under which all of these things are demanded. I mean, look at any of the perversions of law that are handed down to us, all the way from these ridiculous 21-year-old drinking age laws that they force on us by, if you don't adopt this, we'll take your highway money away. Well, how about if we just don't give you the highway money to begin with? From the ridiculous or to the unconstitutional idea that there can be a conscription or draft and having kids sign up for it. Well, all the other... gosh, you could spend the next 20 minutes we wouldn't even make it to the letter C with the perversions of law. Hey, as if all this isn't enough, you know what else is going on today? You know what the General Accounting Office is doing?
What?
You don't want to know. If you have a 401k, get out. Sell it now while you still can. They're out there studying for... our 401ks and saying, well, it's obvious that the 401ks aren't delivering the government endorsed retirement, adequate retirement that they're supposed to. So now people are going to have to. What we think is that people need to start investing in these TSPs or TIPs. I have the story in the pile. I didn't get a chance to read the entire thing, but we think that people should be investing in these things instead. Really? So what are you going to do? So what they're going to do then is Congress is going to say, well, you know, we're just going to roll. We're going to roll your 401k into this other thing. Oh, no, you're not. So if they can't change our minds, Richard, then they'll starve us. If they can't starve us, they'll take our money. Then they will starve us. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. Website at VeritasRadioNetwork.com. That's VeritasRadioNetwork.com. This is Dr. Michael T. George, who I just spoke of earlier, who, for the first time today, will perform a live version of My Story of America at 1 p.m. Central Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time, continuing his conversation with a communist.
Hey. Yeah, absolutely. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we had I had a story of Harold and it's called Freedom's Nightmare, 2 weeks. Well, we're actually going to have Harold on the show today, and he's going to really tie in not only some of the things he experienced in East Germany and Austria under socialism, but he's going to share with you the things that he sees in America today that are just direct correlations to what he experienced in East Germany. You know, it's interesting. You know, our friend, Reverse Deception host Gregory Carpenter,
right,
frequently shares information from the book The Naked Communist. Well, that book, the information on that was actually shared on the Congressional Record on January 10th of 1963. And, you know, just so the audience can hear, you know, number 17 in that list was get control of the schools. Use them as a transmission belt for socialism and current communist propaganda.
Yeah.
Soften the curriculum, get control of teachers' associations, put the party line in textbooks. And then number 25 and 26 on that list says, break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. And then 26 is present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy.
Wait a minute. I've heard this story before. Wait a minute. I think I read this in yesterday. Wait a minute. I read it in today's news. Shaka.
Here's the thing that I don't understand, and I want the listeners to hear this carefully, okay? The listeners of this program all claim to be, look, we are for independence, we're for fighting these fights. If you go back to the Declaration of Independence, July 1st of 1776, when they're actually debating that idea of independence, and they're laying it all out, these men then agree unanimously to pledge together their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to fight for the freedoms that they wanted. They knew it wouldn't happen immediately. They were doing this for the betterment of their children, for the coming generation. This is what I want to ask the listening audience. Mm-hmm. Are you willing to do the same thing? Are you willing to pledge together your lives, your fortunes, your sacred honor? That's what we are doing here at Veritas. We are trying to do that very thing. And we're saying, look, just put your money where your mouth is. If you mean what you say, then step up and let's do some things. That was a small group. That was like 20% actually agreed with them, and look what they did and changed. So I'm excited about today's program. Harold is going to share some things that I think will be very enlightening, so you don't want to miss this episode.
No, I'm excited to hear it, too. By the way, did you know that yesterday in your primary that almost 180,000 people voted in the Democrat primary, and about, I didn't see the exact tally for the Republican primary. I guess my point is an awful lot of people turned out yesterday to tell Mrs. Clinton that, no, you're not closing our coal mines, dude.
Here's the thing, too. West Virginia has predominantly been a Democratic state for a long time. However,
right,
in the last election, first time in the history of the state, all 55 counties voted Republican for president in the last election. In the last election, our entire House and Senate had flopped from Democrat to Republican because of the things that are going on.
Right, right.
This is a group that's absolutely, you know, was sending a message to Hillary Clinton and all the politicians in the state that have been, you know, patting Hillary on the back. You know, Senator Joe Manchin is one of them, saying, look, you want to fall behind someone like this? Fine. We're going to show you, number one, Trump won huge. There's even a county in West Virginia that may take over the lead nationwide as the biggest Trump county, which I think he got like 82% somewhere in New York. Last I seen, this county was trending at 81% and had a chance to overtake. But regardless, the fact is they're absolutely livid that they're being taken advantage of here. West Virginians are hardworking people, okay? They are very much a very hardworking people. The reason most of them had been Democrats in certain parts of the state was because politics here is very, very local in the aspect that, you know, if my daddy was a Democrat, his daddy was a Democrat, then I was. But now they're starting to see, look, we're going to quit voting just for a D or an R, and we're going to start saying, hey, who's actually fighting for us? And that's what's happening in West Virginia.
Well, you know what? And most people don't even recall this, that for the longest time, the Old Dominion, the colony of Virginia that then became the state of Virginia, was not just Virginia. It was what we know today as Virginia, West Virginia, and Kentucky, and parts of Ohio. It extended all the way to the Mississippi River, basically. Most people don't know that. The West Virginians are cut from the same clay. They go, well, it's a bunch of hillbillies and Marian sisters and incest and all that. I'm not sure how that got started, because West Virginians are in the same of the same lineage, of the same hereditary lineage as Virginians. They were Virginians until 1860, what?
Three,
right. So, and I've only been through West Virginia once, and it is the, on the East Coast, of all the mountainous regions, it's the most beautiful. It really is. Talk about a challenging drive. I can't remember the interstate that we took to get to Ohio, but we went through a couple of interstates that were actually cut through mountains. And all I can remember thinking was, man, if there ever was a day, God, if there ever was a day that you kind of wanted to, you know, take your pinky and shove this part of the Allegheny Mountain chain and make an earthquake, please let it not be today. All right, brother, we look forward to it, and thank you for all your help on the website. Dr. Michael T. George, everybody, the live version of My Story of America.
One more thing, Mike, that I'll tell the audience today also.
Yep.
We are now ready for the pre-launch of the sequel to My Story of America, which is Author of Liberty.
Woo-hoo!
You can go out now and pre-order it. If you just go to secureyourliberty.com, secureyourliberty.com, it'll take you right to the site on Amazon, and you can pre-order your book. These stories are stories you want to get and you want to share with people. It takes you everywhere from the terrorists, from the terror in Afghanistan, to the beaches of Normandy, the prison camps of World War II. It is unbelievable, the stories that are there.
Appreciate it. Look forward to it. We'll have it in the Founders Trading Post, of course. And if you're a Crusader member, we're going to send you copies of all these books. All right, brother. We'll look forward to seeing you and talking to you at 1 today. Let's take our time out before David Simpson gets here. And those of you on hold, can you believe it? We have full phone lines here today. Mitch in St. Louis, please hang on. Appreciate your patience. And I guess that's Robert, Staten Island. Who's on two? Rick. Hey, Rick, please hang on. We'll take our time out. This is the, please, you want to, if you'd like to, like Dr. George said, time to step up to the plate, folks. 6 months ago today we began this. 6 months from now, I'd love to be celebrating full throat with more programming and more great stuff on the website to deliver to you. And more great original programming to deliver to you. That's not going to happen unless, well, people stop being Bernie Sanders listeners. Go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com and click the Veritas tab at the top of any page, then click SOS. That'll give you a bunch of options. It'll tell you the entire story of what's going on here and how. Look, we are listener-supported. This is a LORE, listener-owned radio enterprise. We are trying to practice distributism here, but we have to have people with the ability to distribute things to people. That's what the May the 11th. Oh, wait, today is May the 11th. Deadline's all about. Appreciate all that so many of you have done. It's not going to disappear tomorrow. It just may be altered, but we still have time to avoid that. This is the Mike Church Show here. We'll talk more about it, and we'll get back to the tragedies and what to do about them happening all around us here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be.